to share the preaching with you again today, Pastor Jeff.
And it's an honor to be back, reunited, and sharing the stage with you today.
Yeah. I've lost so much weight, I need to scoot up here. Hey, I want to thank you for the wonderful messages you have brought. And while I've been dealing with all of this dental work, a little bit more to go, so bear with me and we'll do the best we can. You did a great job with the preaching. My goodness, powerful sermons. I told them I had to come back this week or they wouldn't want me back. You did a great job. And listen, besides all the preaching the last month, he has also helped with that 4th of July worship on the lawn, our vacation Bible school. What a huge event. You kept youth groups, we're still going. And you have no idea, and he can tell you until you do it, the many daily responsibilities that have gone on around here. So indeed, thank you. Thank you, Pastor Jeff. And I want to thank you, MCC, and those who have continued to follow our messages and services online. And a big thank you also to so many of you. And I can't count them. It'd be easier to count the ones who did it, who pitched in to help in so many areas of our church life and ministries as we've been able to kick things back off again. And so many things are going. So thank you very, very much.
Especially this past month, July, this current month, July has been crazy. And I personally just want to thank everyone who has helped around here, helping me, and helping with PBS, and helping with the 4th of July on the lawn, and the different ministries keeping up. And Marcia, I mean, that's the real boss who runs the place right there. So we thank her. And I just can't wait to see what August has in store, you know.
Oh, I can't. Slow your jets, Big D. We're going to move with him or be left behind.
That's right. We're not going to be left behind.
No.
But it's just truly amazing to see what God is doing, even with all the craziness going on.
Absolutely.
So, I'm thankful to be a part of this congregation.
Well, and this morning, we are kicking off a new sermon series together. You know what it's called? Amazed. And wow, do we have an amazing God or what? I never cease to be amazed as I see God work every day.
Yeah, and I'm excited to kick off this series with you because, as you just said, we serve an amazing God. And I have a feeling that this is going to be an amazing six-week series.
He's blessing already.
He is. And speaking of amazing, I think you wanted to say something before we get this sermon started.
One more side note, if you will allow me. Nothing has shown his amazing work in my life and the life of my family as much as he has recently answered so many prayers of so many of you. Knowing that you have many things going on in your lives and you have taken the time to lift my wife up through this incredible cancer surgery and it went remarkable. Yeah. All the doctors said 10 to 14 days in the hospital. 8 days she came home.
Yeah, you had a little work to do that last night before she got home,
did you? Yeah. God is good.
Yeah.
God is good.
God is good.
And thank you. I want to thank you. She has a long journey ahead, as we all do. But we know the power of a praying church family.
Yeah.
Here at MCC and literally across the nation, and the power of a prayer-answering God.
Amen to that.
Is that amazing?
Yeah, he is amazing. And Barbie, from my heart and the rest of the congregation, we are glad you're home, and you and David, or Nurse David, as you know him, will be in our prayers as you continue to heal, and we can't wait to get you back here and see you on a Sunday morning. But we will continue to pray for her and others in our congregation.
Absolutely.
And around our body who are struggling with either change, illness, hurt, pain, joy. got Stacy over here, got her brand new baby with her today. We are excited.
Hey, where?
Yeah,
woo. Hey, there you are.
Yeah, over there. So a few weeks back, she a new joy in her life and a gets to be and has a young daughter there. She's going to be a great big sister. I just know it. And so we got great things going on. We got some new faces that we met at VBS that have joined us here today. And
good to have you.
You know what? God walks with each and every one of us through everything we go through every day of our lives. Amen?
Amen.
So, Pastor, I think it's time to get this message going.
Let's get back to our message. When I began working on this, me personally, I know you're younger and smarter and quicker and all that. But when I began working on this, I struggled at first.
Okay.
Because there is an endless supply of examples of how amazing our God is. Where to begin? So then, as you know, when I do what you've been sharing for all of us to do these last 4 weeks, pray and listen, He makes His will pretty clear. And so He said, Johnson, and remember, that's what He calls me. He said, Johnson? And it was with that tone of voice, Johnson. Johnson, start at the beginning. How simple do you get?
Yeah.
So we got together, we turned to Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created. He created the heavens and the earth. Sometimes we forget God's creation is so much more than just this earth with all its beauty, and even more than just us. So let me begin there if you don't mind, because I'm amazed by creation.
Yeah.
You amazed by creation? You ever set out on a quiet, clear night and just looked at the heavens?
Yeah.
Psalm 19:1 says, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the works of His hands. How many of you, by show of hands, have ever been to a planetarium? Been to a planetarium? They're pretty cool. Parkland has a great one. Just right here. If you haven't been there, just run over to Parkland. They got a good one. The Creation Museum has a magnificent planetarium. If you ever go there, be sure to do the planetarium. You know how they start. We're seated in the planetarium, and suddenly we start moving out into space. And we keep moving further away until we see the Earth hanging in space. And then we slip a little bit more past the moon, and then we're at the edge of our solar system.
Yeah.
And then our whole solar system disappears as we move past the Milky Way galaxy until finally Earth and all that is in it and on it, us, is just an insignificant speck, undetectable, among 100,000 million stars and 100 billion galaxies in the universe.
And God created all those heavens. Man.
Is it any wonder that David pondered a thought that he recorded in Psalm number 8? When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the sun, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. Who are we among such marvels in our universe? Who are we in the scheme of God's heavenly creation? When God created the heavens, it was and still is amazing. And You ready for this? The heavens and the earth are commanded to declare his glory.
Yeah.
Not just show it,
nope.
Declare it. Psalm 96, let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad, let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let all the trees of the forest sing for joy. Let all creation, not just earth, all creation rejoice before the Lord. Look at Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for at his command they were created. And he established them forever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away.
Wow.
Amazing.
Amazing.
He created the heavens.
Yeah, and not only did he create the heavens, secondly, he created the earth. But not just earth, simply the fullness, all the fullness thereof of earth. And he created the mountains, the forests, the oceans. He created all the amazing plant life, the roses, the tulips, all the way up to the giant sequoias. He created all of the creatures on this earth, from the tiniest bugs that we hate sometimes in the summer nights, to the black panther, to the amazing sea creatures like the Atlantic blue whale, which can get to over 400,000 pounds. God created that. He created everything, big, small, everything in this world we live in. And you know what? I look at all his creation, and I know, you know what I think about, Pastor David?
What?
I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
More, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's it. That's not all my throat can handle. But that's what I think about. What a wonderful world we live in around here. You know, and I go back to that psalm you were just reading, Psalm 148. Let's pick up where you left off there in verse 7 there where it says, praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths. Lightning and hail. We had a little bit of lightning last night.
We did.
Lightning and hail, snow. Oh, snow, let's not get
there. That'll
be tomorrow. And clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding. You mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all the rulers on earth, young men and women, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens, and he has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his faithful servants of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord. That's a great picture of everything.
Kind of sounds like he created an amazing heavens and earth to praise him.
To praise him. Everything around it. You know, George Washington Carver once said, he said, I love to think of nature as an unlimited broadcasting system through which God speaks to us every hour, if we will only tune in.
Oh, and how much of his beautiful grace do we just zip by every day?
It's going, yep.
Tune him in.
Tune him in. But you know what?
What?
God speaks through his creation. That this is true. But his creation also speaks back and praises him.
Not just us.
No, I'm talking about
his
all those
creation.
Things. The creatures, everything we just talked about. You know, even the rocks will cry out, you know, according to... So, it's crazy to think about this world praising him. So brothers and sisters, we decided we wanted to show you what we mean, didn't we?
Yep.
So we're going to show you a video clip from Louis Giglio. And it's a little longer than our usual clips we use, but we thought it was too important not to watch and listen to this. And please listen all the way through. And at the end, well, there'll be a point we're going to ask you to join in. So Let's see what Louis had to say.
I don't think Louis said that.
Louis doesn't want to talk to us. There he is.
Sure, good.
Who knew? No, God has his own string section. He's, isn't that beautiful? And we just looked at 11 times a second pulsar and 16 millisecond pulsars, and you start seeing Psalm 48 come to life. But look down at verse 7. It says, "Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures in all deeps." The whale songs could sound like this right here. Take a listen.
Waiters always look at me and think that I'm going to have a little salad.
These are not the creatures we're talking
about.
And
that'll be the whole meal. And when I do my...
The expanse of the worship that is continually surrounding the throne of God. And our songs are great, but God isn't banking on our songs because he is surrounded by a symphony that's bigger than our wildest dreams tonight. stars sing and whales sing and the birds fly. And I just tried to imagine what would it sound like if you could just for a second be God and hear what he hears. And I can't get us there tonight, but I came close. I had a friend who helped me with this little iPad program. And I'm not a DJ, but I just a little thing, just quickly. And I want you to see how this works. This guy, we didn't look at his picture. He's PSR B0329-54.
Sorry.
And he's only rotating 1.5 times per second, which is not all that much, but we need him in our little experiment we're going to do here, okay? And then we had the Vela Pulsar. You remember the Vela Pulsar, right? So that's that guy. That's a little too fast. What we're trying
John
to do
Green.
Is we're going to slow that down, okay?
Atterbury.
So we're going to put the millisecond guys in there. The ones you just heard, here they come.
Stars. Yeah. Sing with the church. Us, church, let's do it again.
This is a full 3 months of
time. Is our God. Sing with me how great is our God, and all will see how great our God.
Bet you didn't know you were going to sing with whales today, did you?
I'm not talking about us.
That's not talking about us, no.
Is that amazing?
That was amazing.
I can never sing that song again without realizing we just joined the universe in praising God.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? I agree.
I agree. That's.
You can go online and find a longer version of that with an explanation of more stars and sea creatures, and it's incredible. Well, wow. Third, he created man. You, me, us.
Yeah.
He created us, male and female. Created he them. Back to Psalm number 8, if you remember, David was considering the glories of the heavens and pondering, who are we that you would even consider us? Why would you pay any attention to us? But pick up at verse 5, speaking of us, you have made them, mankind, a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under our feet, their feet. All the flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds of the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Isn't that amazing? Or what? When you consider all he has created, the heavens, the earth, the fullness thereof, and then created us, and look what he did. He made us rulers over it all. Where does that put us in the food chain?
Yeah.
He entrusted the care of everything he created to us.
Yeah. You know, the other thing that stands out for me just from those scriptures, Pastor, is that he made us just a little lower rank than the angels. Just a little. But there's nothing between us and the angels. It's God, angels, us. I mean, we're right there. And then he crowned us with his glory and his honor. We've been elevated to by God to a position of royal dignity because we've been made in his image. That's right. Sit up now. You can wear that crown with pride from your office there. You can wear that. But we are crowned with his glory and his honor. How amazing is that? That's we are crowned with that. It says so. David tells us in the psalm. No.
Do you realize how important you are to God? And what an incredible role you have in God's creation. Well, let me start wrapping this up. Our time is going. Pastor Jeff, best of all, and you referred to this in your message a couple of weeks ago. I hope you remember. He created an amazing love for us. Yeah. Romans 8, 38 and 39, listen carefully. For I am convinced. I don't have any question.
Right.
No doubt. No reservations. I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, listen to this, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
What a promise.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
Nothing in all of this magnificent creation, and I'm amazed by creation, but nothing in all creation can separate us from the love God has for us in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
In the heavens, in the earth, life, death, present, future, all the powers in the universe, nothing can separate us from the love of God.
It's God's mic drop.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Amen. And you know what, Pastor David, as you're talking, it makes me think of Ralph Waldo Emerson, who observed the stars and the constellations, and he said, you know, what if they only appeared once in 1,000 years? Mm. Imagine what that exciting event would look like. But because they're there every single night, we barely give them a look. I think it's the same way when we look at God's creation sometimes, especially when we look at ourselves as humans. We notice our own flaws or the flaws of others. We notice those right away. And we get used to seeing all the negative things that we humans do to one another. And we forget that we were created in His image. And for that reason, that single reason alone, we should never, ever take God's creation for granted. We should always stand amazed. Stand amazed at His creation. You know what, Pastor David, we didn't talk about this, but you know what amazed means, right?
Mm-hmm.
Extremely surprised, astonished, and here's the last one, overjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Overjoyed. Are we overjoyed by His creation? Are we so excited by God's creation that our happiness and our joy just overflows? Or are we so beat up and beat down by this world that we can't or don't find amazement in His creation?
Let me tell you, to put this in perspective for me, when I think of all that we've shared today, who am I to doubt for a second, for a millisecond, that God can't handle my denture problems, my wife's cancer, financial troubles, family problems? Listen, we have an amazing God.
Yeah, that's the point. We can't let life beat us down so far that we don't notice the creation that's right in front of our face, including ourselves. And you know, there's a story, it's just a story, but there's Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson there. They just went on a camping trip. And after sharing a good meal and a bottle of wine, they retired to their tent for the night. Well, about 3 a.m., Holmes nudges Watson and asks, "Watson, look up into the sky and tell me what you see." Watson said, "I see millions of stars." Holmes asks, "And what does that tell you?" And Watson replies, "Astronomically, it tells me there are millions of galaxies and potentially billions of planets. Astrologically, it tells me that Saturn is in Leo. Theologically, it tells me that God is great and we are just small and insignificant. Horologically, it tells me it's about 3 a.m. Meteorologically, it tells me that we have a beautiful day tomorrow." "So what does it tell you, Holmes?" Sherlock Holmes retorts, "Someone stole our tent." You see, while Dr. Watson may have missed the obvious, brothers and sisters, I challenge you, us all, to look at God's creation every single day and remember that we also are a part of that creation and we are made in His image. He loves us.
Mm.
And that is truly
amazing.
So on that note, I think we're ready for our takeaway, Pastor.
I do too.
And our takeaway today is, it's really a challenge. It's a challenge for this week and hopefully beyond. You are God's amazing creation. Let others around you be amazed by God's creation through you. Let others around you be amazed by God's creation through you.
Let's join all creation
and pray.
Be what God wants us to be.
Yeah. Let's pray.